You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Folks, welcome back to the Man Dog Pod. It is your boy, Ryan Rosenberg, hanging out with your other boy, Mr. Dan Lipper.
Good morning.
Good
morning, everybody. Happy Memorial Day. How are you, Ryan?
Oh, what a beautiful memory it is. It's I'm doing okay. It's a nice little Monday morning here. It's a little chilly for Memorial Day, I will say. So I'm bundled. I don't know about you.
I've got the shirt on. I played basketball yesterday, and my body's temperature regulation when I exercise is like wacky. I like sweat when I sleep after that.
You exercise?
Yeah, like if I play like hard basketball, then my body is like hot, and then I'm sweaty when I sleep. And we had a big Grande show, so that'll get me sweaty too. And I just kind of, maybe I should take ice baths after I play.
Oh, doesn't that sound nice? Just to have one at your house would be pretty fancy.
Yeah, I got to get the Tony Robbins little plunge.
Right, the like deep plunge pool.
Yeah.
That looks incredible. More than just the ice bath, the like 6 foot deep, but like 3x3 pool.
Yeah, that's what I want. Yeah. Get my little big head and huge hands stuck in there like him, I imagine.
Right. There's no way he goes in clean every day, right? There's some days where he's like, oh, I scraped my whole body. Yeah. I don't know. Like, yeah, that seems easy to make that mistake.
You fucking scraped yourself, but you're a man. Roar, you're a man.
Are you doing Shallow Hal version of him, or is that just him?
I'm doing that documentary where he has that man roar so he can have sex with his girlfriend that night or something like that. You know?
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
The guy is like meek.
Right. I love that. How nice. Give that guy some confidence.
So I'm looking at my tooth. You can't really tell, which is good right now. Mm-hmm. I went to, a few years ago, a dentist that was recommended by our friend Drew Tarver, and it was more of a cosmetic dentist. And so I have a fake tooth here. You can't mm-hmm. see it if you're not watching the video, but it's my front tooth. And it juts out and it bothers me. I don't smile as much because I don't like the way it looks. So I wanted to get it replaced. And the cosmetic dentist was like, well, actually, it's jutting out because your other teeth moved. So you could replace it, but it'll just be an issue again in 10 years. What you should do is this $10,000 of dental work. And I was like, oh, okay. And did a little bit of the work that she suggested. And then I was like, all right, this is, you're taking me for all I'm worth. So then I went to another dentist that's like downtown LA, nice, small office, sweet, just like one lady there. And she was like, oh, whoever did this first one did like great work. Your risk with these is the replacements may not look as good as you want. It's really hard to color match the teeth. You probably, like, if you want to do it, you can, but this is fine the way it is.
So just kind of all your worst fears.
Yes. Like, if you could do it, and it could be great, and you'll be fine forever, but, like, the first one did well. Each time you do this is a risk, so why take it? And it made me, it was funny to get both ends of an answer from looking at the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like one person being like, you're fine, it's great, don't worry about it. And the other one being like, you need to spend so much money to have a nice mouth.
Right, right. It's at that point, it seems like a difference in philosophy, not like know-how.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like some people are like, hey man, it's a tooth, you're fine, you're healthy. The other people are like, you know, people are going to not like you for this.
Yeah. And they really do. I might have talked about this before, but the cosmetic one, they run you through the ringer. They take like really ugly photos of your mouth and show them to you, where it's like your mouth is going to look bad no matter what. Close-ups of teeth, they're imperfect. Mm-hmm. So you really get in your head of like, it's like such high-def cameras, and they take these clothes, and it's like, oh man, I need to fix all of this.
Right, right, right.
And the other woman was much more my speed of how I am with people, where she was even like, look, I could mess this up. She's like, so just so you know, I don't want to feel bad if I mess this up. So
right.
That's what you're getting into here.
Right. I guess that's what you get with the expensive place, that they're like, well, yeah, it costs a lot so that you know we did it or whatever. Yeah. Like, they probably have to own it a little more. Did you? So are you going to get anything done to it? I was just thinking your teeth look good the other day.
Oh, that's nice.
But I didn't want to say anything to make you feel good.
Thank you. I probably won't get it now. You know, if and when I'm making so much money, I might do it at like the highest end dentist around. But
did you already make a change? Like when you went recently, did they do something or they just looked at it?
Just the cleaning and looked at it. Yeah. Cleaning. Just like the, and man,
you
she got
clean,
in
you
there.
Look good.
Thank yeah. you. I don't know.
Yeah, what is your dentist clean? Yeah, yeah, yeah. How do they do it?
She got into the gums, and you know when you're like flossing and you kind of hit it and you're like, ooh, that's a little tender.
Uh-huh.
She kept going. And really, and like, it was the first time when I spit, I was spitting like, not just like red, like for blood, but like pieces, I think, of my gums out.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Well, and what is she using? Is she using like an instrument or tool or like, or
she's
is it
scratching with a tool? Metal? Like a k-k-k-k-k-k on the tooth.
Is it electronic or is it just handheld? Like a
handheld. Like a yeah, it's all hand. It's all analog.
Oh God, I hate the analog. It hurts so bad.
Yeah.
Because it's
yeah.
just a sharp piece of metal. Like I don't. This is not. No offense. This is not medical. This is what I would do.
Yes, I want you to have something that looks like an invention for this.
If we have to go through my insurance, I require tech. You know what I mean? Like. There's no way I'm paying for insurance for you to just fuck around in my mouth with a piece of metal.
Yeah.
My lady has a, my dentist, who is a lady, she, on that part where she's doing like the tooth picking, the hard part that hurts your gums or whatever, I was used to just like the metal scraper, like you're talking about, but now she uses some sort of like, it almost just feels like a high powered water pick. It still hurts if she does it right or whatever. Yeah. But it feels a little bit more like, okay, at least this is more gentle than just, like you're saying, like I'm just spitting out pure blood and gums here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can't take it. I really, the dentist is one of the places that I feel the smallest. I just really? Feel like such a little kid again. You know, I feel like a baby, like I'm like reacting too much to the pain and like I shouldn't say I'm, hey, don't do that or hey, that hurts. Like,
right.
I just feel like I have to go like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the state of my mouth, like, yeah. the whole time.
Yeah, it's so humiliating.
Yeah.
And even if it does hurt, you can't even express it. You have to be like, ah, I got.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh, uh-huh. You got it. You got it. Stop it. Stop, stop.
Sorry, please stop it. Please stop it.
Please, Dr. Capalong, stop. Please stop. Doctor. Last time I went in, I had no cavities, and that was really, really pleasant to hear.
Huge. That, for me, I also had no cavities. That buys a week of not even brushing my teeth.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
You earned it, brother. You earned it.
I used to not be so good at brushing my teeth. Like, I didn't have great oral care as a child, maybe. Like, I would go to school without brushing my teeth. Not all the time, but on occasion. And I remember some very fundamental burned-in memories of people being like, what is up with your breath? That stinks. Man. And I'm like, oh, never again. And now I take such pleasure in brushing my teeth that, like, my mouth will, like, just feel gross and I need to brush my teeth. You know,
yeah.
It's like, ugh, I need to freshen up here.
And what are we taught? So what's your morning? You wake up straight to brushing your teeth, eat first, brush your teeth after?
I try to brush my teeth straight away before I even drink water because they say I'm sure it was a stupid TikTok I saw or something, that overnight your mouth gets really dry and like the dryness allows stuff to like get yucky or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you're supposed to wash it out before you swallow it all back into your body. Again. Oh. The one fucking TikTok I saw or something. I was like, that makes sense to me. I might as well start off with a spit, not a drink, you know?
Yeah. And are we electric on our toothbrush, handheld?
We were, and then the electric started to sort of fade. I need to get a new one, and so now I'm going handheld. And I've been enjoying it, but I do think I need to go back, or would like to go back to the Sonicare.
Yeah.
And it just is a whole thing.
It is a whole thing. The timer is my favorite part. You just know when to move on to the next teeth.
That's funny. Do you? How do you do it? Do you do it by section? Quarter, 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 quarter.
Yeah, front quarter for 30, back front bottom quarter for 30, back bottom. I guess yeah, quarter for 30.
Uh huh.
Front for 30, top front or back top for 30.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I'm sure everybody's got their different little way, you know.
But then, because you see them the most, I'll do a little extra on just my front pearlies.
Oh, of course. My front four to eight teeth are much cleaner than any of the other ones.
Yeah.
They're the real, you know, be worried or they're what everybody's seeing. So.
Yeah. And then no mouthwash, you said.
Yeah, I don't use mouthwash. I own mouthwash and I will sometimes use it if it's like a necessary moment, but I generally don't use it like with the toothbrush thing. I heard it's not good for you.
I think the alcohol mouthwash is not good for you.
Yeah.
The like Listerine and with alcohol, right, or whatever.
But it also feels so effective.
They really know how to make you feel clean.
Right.
Which is key.
It burns your mouth. So you're like, well, this must be good.
It's got to be killing stuff.
Yeah, it's got to be killing stuff. It's killing me.
Well,
that's toothbrushing, folks. That's oral care. That's oral health care. I hope you're all having oral healthy day.
I hope you're all having oral healthy day.
Welcome back. It's oral healthy day. You know, they say death creeps in through the gums, so keep that mouth clean.
There's a play called, I'm not going to remember it, but it's a woman switches bodies with an old man. I think on Equus. Her wedding day, they kiss and switch bodies. But there's a line in the play that's like asking the old man, like, what's a life lesson or something like that. And all he says is floss.
That's good. I mean, it is like huge. It's huge. You got to floss.
I got to floss more. The water pick is nice, but then I read it doesn't like solve what flossing does because it doesn't get up in the gums because I have a water pick. But I do have the best breath in the morning if I water pick at night.
Oh, that's very interesting. Of course. What's in there to hold on to the stink?
Nothing left to stink.
Yeah, that's good. I haven't used the water pick. Does it get all over your mirror and face?
Yes.
Yes.
When you water pick, you are in the splash zone immediately. And what happened was my girlfriend got one and it came with like the travel one. And so she gave me the travel one. And maybe the other one is a little less hard, but this one is challenging to like get it at the right speed and not to just get everywhere right away. And in the summer, the ants love water and they get in there. And that's when I kind of stopped using it. It was like, I can't spray ants into my teeth.
Right. That doesn't seem like it's a net positive. Maybe it kind of sounds like a shower activity to me. Not that you're doing it wrong, but that it's just one of those things that like it just makes more sense above my whole body in the drain.
Yeah, that'd be nice. It's plugged in.
Oh.
So you can't get it bring in the shower, I don't think.
Oh, a nightmare.
What?
Our lives. Our lives.
You could just bring like a squirt gun in the shower and water pick your mouth while you're showering. And it's the same deal. Same
yeah, hose. Science. Any high-powered hose will work. this is sort of in lieu of flossing.
Yes.
Water pick.
And they say it's not supposed to be, but I started doing it in lieu of.
Yeah.
But it doesn't like do any little touch your gums.
I like those little plastic pickers.
The tossable.
But they do seem like the literal world's most unnecessary product.
Yep.
Like we had floss, miles of floss in one little box.
Yeah.
And now one little baggie gives you like 10 inches of floss. And I think it's a good deal.
Here's the thing with that baggie for me too. You ever stick your finger in and poke it real hard?
I've never not stuck my finger in and poked it real hard.
They got to reinvent this thing where they're all face down somewhere because they can't be poking me when I'm just trying to floss.
They need to make it in like a still cheap, still easy, but like a Pez dispenser where they're all like lined up so that you can just go. That's what they need is a, you put it on your like wall or something and then you can just load it.
I mean, patent that technology, my man. Just made yourself a fortune.
But then I'm just creating another piece of plastic shit that I'm railing against. You know what I mean? But it's a good organizational tool. It's pretty good. You could probably get one of those at the Container Store already. I bet you they're already.
Oh, I haven't been to the Container Store in a while.
I need to go to the Container Store with like $1,000 though. $1,000 and be prepared to change my whole house.
100%. The Container Store gives off a feeling like it should be affordable. And then you're exactly right. Three things there, and it's like $500. And it's I think this is just plastic.
And I think this is the ugliest store I've ever been in for its price. Make it a warehouse vibe, which I'm great, but then I got to have warehouse prices.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, don't get me paying retail when I could be paying wholesale.
Don't get me paying retail when I could be paying wholesale.
That's going to be my first stand-up comedy album.
I love the Container Store.
Oh, what is your favorite kind of container there? Because I could go and shop before you answer the question that I've asked. I could go and get three things per room. Kitchen, bedroom, living room, garage, whatever. But what is your ultimate container that you're looking for when you go?
I think a lot of the time it's even more than container, it's solutions. So it's like it's like cluttered desk. What about this magnetic thing that puts all your stuff around? You know, it's like discovering a new solution that I'll use for a month, tops. But that feels right. Like I still have risers in my kitchen so that the snacks can go on top and below on the counter. And so you're using the same amount of space twice as much. It's like the discovery of that. And like what you said, it's the same as like IKEA too or anything like that, or where you walk in and you're imagining the life of if you walked in there and had money. It's a lot of that, of like, oh, when I do have money, look at all this stuff I'll be able to do.
Right. I'll just pay someone $80,000 and have them bring this kitchen into my house.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, Container Store is an interesting one because I want every little container. I think it's like a false want for like, oh, if I had this, then I would be organized.
Totally.
This is the reason I'm not organized, is because I don't have this little piece of plastic.
This
speaking of those everything. Yeah. Speaking of those magnetic things to put on, I think you got three of them, I want to say, from the Container Store and gave them to me.
Yes, I used them for a little bit and then gave up. I reset up my room situation. Are you using them at all?
One of them is hooked to my fridge, and it holds a couple of things, like on the side of my fridge, and that works. And then one of the other ones is somewhere else. I just can't remember where it is.
Yeah.
So I very passively use the one, but it is nice.
At the end of the day, what the solution I need is more space. So you have the magnets and you're still like, you squeeze it, whatever. And it's like, you feel like flustered and frustrated.
I also have, and this is sort of a Container Store-esque problem, but also just like with anything, clothes even or whatever. I never have all of my money all at once. And then go do all of my shopping and have it be coordinated. Like I shop for like one shirt every month or a couple months, and everything ends up being like different based on how I'm feeling that day. And so I have just like an amalgamation of stuff, and none of it feels like a one organized choice, which I would really like.
Yeah.
Like I'd like to go to the Container Store and be like, the new thing I'm doing is, for example, glass containers with a cork top or whatever. That's not the thing, but you know what I mean? And then I could buy new ones of that for everything rather than like this container, I guess I've had since college. This container I got when I was in San Diego for something. This, you know what I mean? And they just don't like go together. I don't want to throw away all my stuff because I can't buy all new stuff in one day. But by spreading it out, I can't keep a coherent vibe.
Aesthetic. Yeah, I fully feel the same way. Where it's like your life is a collection of whims.
Yeah.
And then you look at them and they're each like, oh, this doesn't go with that. And this reminds me of this dumb purchase I made or whatever, you know, right. At least for me.
I felt like this for 30 minutes that one day. Why did I think I would ever like this again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I became absolutely obsessed with getting that lamp back there. Uh-huh. Because they had it at IKEA and it was like hard to get. It kept selling out right away. Right. I got one, it came broken. And so I became obsessed with like looking at other IKEAs that had it so I could return it and whatever. And I have it and I'm like, it's fine.
It's fine.
Once you have it, it's like
100%. 100%. Everything that I think I need is just such a falsehood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not going to help that much. I've been
pigs.
Pigs. In that same sort of vein of like whims or whatever, I have three lamps in my house. Well, really, I have four. I have five options, but I only have three sort of in use. I got two in the garage. And I move these lamps around, I don't know, once every other week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe this lamp fits better in this room. Oh, maybe this one fits. Maybe that one in the garage actually would fit this space. Like, I just love to tinker.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you have a feeling of, like, when it's happening in the week for you? Or, like, what time of day? Is it, like, you're procrastinating or you're done with everything and you're bored or just random?
It's, like, I take a lot of joy these days in, like, getting my house just how I like it. Yeah. Like, and mostly that just means like cleaning and organizing and like getting all the laundry done and putting it away so that like I don't have shit out everywhere, you know? But when I do that, I sort of go on like an ADHD spree of like doing 30 tasks in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And so like part of that is like, okay, now I'm doing the living room. Everything looks good. Everything looks good. Oh, I'm going to move this little pile of books. They don't quite fit on the bookshelf. So I'm going to move them over here where they look like chosen that they're out. But they don't look messy, you know? And mm-hmm. then I'm like, oh, well, if I put these here, maybe there's not enough space on this table for this lamp. Well, maybe I'll move it. So it's like, I'm always sort of like optimizing is how I think of it. But I don't know. I guess it happens usually at night, like after 6 p.m., sometimes after like 10 p.m.
Yeah.
And I'll just sort of be like, I wonder if I could make this nicer, you know? Or I'll just have like a little... like you said, a little whim and be like, oh, I never thought of it that way. What if I tried this?
It's kind of idle hands-ish. It's like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
And I don't like what I'm seeing, so let me see if I can fix it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you like the way it is right now?
I do. I really do. I got a new rug that fits my living room much better. It's a much larger rug. I did have a 5x7, and I just got a 9x12. So now my whole living room feels so much more plush and soft and, you know, it's hardwood floors.
Yeah.
But now when I'm walking around, I feel like I'm in like my childhood home that has all carpet and stuff, which I really can't recommend enough. I mean, walking around with just socks on,
ooh, nice,
on the hardwood compared to on the rug, it's night and day. It's been lovely.
I'll say this, 5x7 can fucking go to hell.
It doesn't really make sense.
You never need 5x7.
No.
Give me 9x12 every time. Even if it's too big for the room, I'll cut it down.
Yes. And mine, it fits almost exactly. Almost exactly. I'm really pleased. I first got it in and I had it the wrong way, if you can believe it.
Probably not.
I'll tell you what. It is a hard task to take a rug that is literally the whole floor print of a room and get it how you want it and get all the furniture back on top of it. Like, mm-hmm. because every time I moved the couch, it would like crinkle the rug. Like I'd get these 2 feet of the couch on and then I'd walk to the other end, lift it, whatever. And it would sort of like crinkle or whatever it was. So I was sitting around, I was sweating my ass off organizing my living room.
Yeah.
Just like, like, but I was like excited by it, so I couldn't slow down or wouldn't slow down, but I was just like, it was hard.
A bit of a Mr. Bean.
A bit of a bean, yeah.
I think that there is, if you were betting, the best odds you would get, the most likely bet is that I will die making my bed or moving a couch. I'll have a heart attack. Like doing a thing alone that should be two people.
easy task with two, but almost impossible with one. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll break my neck or have a heart attack. It's just like...
Because you just shouldn't have been leaning that way, or you shouldn't have been stressing your muscle. Like, you can carry 50 pounds like this, but you can't carry it out here like this, you know, or like weird stuff that you got to do. Yeah.
I might be the first guy who dies of bumping his shin one too many times.
Well, I'll tell you what, it makes you want to kill yourself. Bonking a shin on a hard corner is like, I would rather have somebody like tap me in the balls like it was high school. You know, like the shin thing just feels like, and I did it to myself. Yeah. Like I feel very blamed when I do it. I'm like, I hate it. How can I stop?
It makes me want to kill everybody. Why does anything need to have a hard edge?
Right.
Round it. All furniture, round it off at the end, please.
That's
folks.
A great point. That is an absolutely great point. Round is better. It just is.
I got to be shin-proof my house like if you baby-proof stuff because it's like I have permanent just damage to my shins. They hurt all the time.
Oh, my God. You don't deserve that.
I thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, you have anything fun planned this week? We got some Mandog plans in the books. We got some other, I don't know. We just did a big Grande show last night. It was super blasty.
That was blasty. Come check us out 4th Sundays at UCB. We're doing a live teacher's lounge in June. So keep an eye on the bookings for that.
That'll be really fun. Hopefully some costumes, some planned bits. Hopefully get to show it to some other folks once it's finished. Should be a lot of fun.
I think Donald Trump Jr. is going to be there.
Oh, yeah. DTJ going to be there.
DTJ is going to be there.
DTJ, the best one.
No big plans. I had almost a dream last night. You know, it's not a dream, it's not awake.
Mm-hmm.
And the main leading thought of it was, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, there is nothing on the horizon for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that. I woke up with that feeling this morning of like...
And does that make you stressed out to have nothing on the horizon?
I was stressed out in the like half dream of it. Right now I'm talking about it. It doesn't, but it's more just like, it's exactly this feeling of like, oh God, like can't really describe it. It's a little bit annoyed.
Yeah.
It's a little like 37 and I feel like I did when I was 32, you know, but there's less hope. There's less like, well, I'm only 32. Now it's like.
Oh, nothing happened between 32 and 37.
Yeah.
It feels a little self-loathing, too. It feels like you're kind of mad at yourself or disappointed.
Feel a little mad at just circumstance, at the world. Like, like I was sold a bill of goods a little bit of like, man. It really feels like, and you don't deserve anything, but like when you look at not to take away from anyone's success, but the people who came before us in the things that we do, that there were like inflection points for each generation. Mm-hmm. And I think one generation ahead of us and now us, that went away. Like the landscape, it just wasn't as easy for everyone at UCB to become successful at once. You know what I mean? That's what it feels like.
Well, I also think we were hitting right into our zone right when COVID started.
Maybe.
Like, right when COVID started, we were, like, on the house teams we had always wanted to be on and, like, moving forward in that way. And then it was like, you know that thing that makes you feel really good because of your community? It's gone.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I guess we got to move to the internet and sort of start over on a new project.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I feel like if COVID never happened, we'd have been right in that sweet spot to, like, really have all that stuff we wanted at UCB and all that. But yeah, I hear you. It's definitely, 37 feels a lot different than 32. You were right about that. It definitely feels like, okay. Time to get moving here.
Yeah, it's time to get a move on. And I think part of it is the, when you say like, if I'm mad at myself or whatever, like there is that element too of like, if you had worked a little harder those things would probably be a little closer. Like that, the mm-hmm. like working just hard enough to be comfortable every day leads to like being a little bit uncomfortable in the long term.
Right. Right.
And so I think I'm also in that point where it's like, you know,
yeah.
I've been feeling real.
Yes. I've been feeling a real shit or get off the pot kind of thing of yeah. like, well, you've been working on this screenplay. Are you going to finish the screenplay or do you just not write screenplays?
Right.
Like there's no point to finish it 80%, you know, like finish it 100%. I feel like I have a lot of those things that going along with what you're saying are like, yeah, why didn't I do that thing and submit it earlier? Why didn't yeah. I blah, 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 blah. Even before we got on the podcast, we were like, did you get this submission thing? I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, right.
And it was like, oh, that's got to be connected somehow, you know?
Yeah, everything is just, there are the people who do everything or who feels like that. Or it's like, yeah. I'll submit for this and I'll do it even though if it's not right, right. for me, whatever. And like,
well, I think you're great and you don't, you know, your worth is very high regardless of if you are doing anything.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? So you don't have to worry about it from the outside, but if you're just not feeling good on the inside, then yeah, what do we do?
Yeah, it's and I think this to be true. It could be incorrect, but like I've worked pretty hard on the, I appreciate you saying that, on my own self-worth stuff. And so I don't as much associate it with like, what do other people think of me anymore? Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, I'm only worth my success, but I am still, the money thing is frustrating to like,
yeah,
everything I kind of feel like I want to do, I feel like I can't afford.
Right. That can make you feel like a loser pretty quick.
Yeah.
Well, even though it's not true, but it makes me feel that way.
Yeah. And I wish I had like a nice little couple years, and I wish that I had like been like, really savor this because this is going away soon.
Well, you're not at the end, my man. You're at the very beginning of the awesome part of your career. That's what I think. I think you're more castable than you've ever been. And, you know, you just got to get that right opportunity. You're doing all the right stuff and you're hilarious. So it'll pay off.
Thank you.
Yeah. I know. Hey, I think about that same stuff. If like, fucking, what are we doing?
Yeah.
How do we do it? But it's, you know, we're doing the stuff that we want, but the stuff that I want is also, I want multiple things. You can't have it all at once, you know?
Yeah. You can't have the like freedom that I want.
And essentially take for granted for me. Yes. Like I think about it, how crazy it is that I haven't gone into an office in like years.
Right.
And it's like, oh yeah, everybody is doing that every day, all the time. And like, that's a pretty huge thing I've carved out for myself and worked really hard for a really long time. And you have done so much work and still do so much work. Yeah. It's just like, sometimes it doesn't show up in the money column.
Yeah.
My mom reminds me of that all the time of like, what are you talking about? You're like so busy and you have tons of people that love you. And every time you make something, it's well received. Like you're doing it a lot, you know?
That's nice. That's a good perspective to get.
Totally. But I mean, I'm sharing that with you too, because yeah. you are like, you do more than I do. And it's great. But I agree with you that it's like, well, then where's the money? Where is yeah. it? Where did it go?
It's in goddamn big landlord's pockets.
Yes, absolutely. My landlord needs to take a 50% price cut tomorrow.
Well, I appreciate the support, Ryan.
Of course, my brother. I know that we're going to be just fine. And hey, we are just fine. We're happy. We're healthy. Well, we're not happy, but we're healthy. And well, we're not healthy, but we're here.
We've got teeth.
And we have teeth.
We have most of our teeth.
Don't meme this.
Look at that. Get the video on the Patreon, of course, to see two happy guys.
Two beautiful smiles.
With all their teeth. Love you. Love you all for listening. Thanks for supporting the Man Dog Pod Patreon.
And yes.
We will catch you soon.
please leave us a review, share it with your friends, give us a thumbs up, put us on social media. We don't care. We're doing it every day. We'd rather have people listen than not, you know?
You can even blast us. Negativity, no such thing as bad press.
Yes. Who did that? Gabrus, right? Roast him in the podcast reviews and he would read them on the episode. It's really funny. We're not going to do that because we're not as secure. I don't know if that's the word.
We're not as secure as Ham Gabrus.
Big GJG.
But we will we'll catch you on the next one. And always thanks to Trenton Oliver, Annie Wu, and Casey Trilla for everything they do. And thanks to Ryan Rosenberg.
And Mr. Dan Lippert and all the listeners out there. Thanks, guys. You'll hear us later this week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.